This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A study released today raises new concerns about low participation in the American political process, especially in African American communities. The Sentencing Project looked at the number of people in given neighborhoods that could not vote because they're convicted felons. They refer to that number as the disenfranchisement rate, as NPR's Joshua Loves reports.
The report focused on Atlanta, with individual breakdowns of neighborhoods by zip codes. It showed consistent links between the size of the African-American community and the disenfranchisement rate in each area. One neighborhood 95% black has a disenfranchisement rate of 4%. One neighborhood only 2% black has a disenfranchisement rate of only 0.4%. Ryan King co-authored the report.
What's groundbreaking about the study was that it was the first attempt to get down to the neighborhood level and take a look at how many persons are disenfranchised and moving beyond the states. And we found in Atlanta that one of every seven black males, about 14%, were disenfranchised as a result of a felony conviction.
The study also found African-American men register at a rate of 53% in Atlanta. That's below the 64% average of all others. And it found that more than two-thirds of the difference was due to laws that prevent many convicted felons from voting.
This data is suggesting that perhaps what we're really seeing is the impact of disenfranchisement and not some sort of level of political apathy in the African-American community in general.
The report said one-third of the disenfranchised black men in Georgia were convicted of drug crimes, and it argued that drug laws are disproportionately enforced in black communities. The Sentencing Project, a nonpartisan group, believes the study represents communities nationwide. Georgia's policies are considered in the mid-range. The state allows convicted felons to vote once they've completed their sentence, parole, and probation. Some states don't. Nationwide, some lawmakers argue disenfranchisement laws are a key part of keeping punishment stiff. But today, a group of Georgia lawmakers and civil rights activists with advanced access to the report seized on it as a sign that the state's policies are too stiff. In a news conference at the Georgia Capitol, Representative Bob Holmes called felon disenfranchisement a travesty.
This is a clear case of taxation without representation. A person gets out of prison, he or she has served his or her time, they get a job, they pay their income tax, they pay their property tax, but yet they're denied the right to vote for the elected officials who will then spend their property taxes.
He was joined by Carl Root of the National Association of Formerly Incarcerated People, who said he spent 10 years in prison for possession of marijuana with the intent to sell.
Here I am today, a father and a worker who works every day and takes care of his children. The restoration of voting rights to those who have served their time, at least, it's the least we can do.
The speakers said the report helps show that voices in some communities are being drowned out. Some speakers called for voting rights for those on probation or parole. Others said voting rights should never be taken away. When asked whether the report is also a sign to the black community of the extent to which crime may be limiting its political voice, none of the speakers characterized it that way. But State Representative Tyrone Brooks said the report does serve as an alarm bell for civil rights leaders to work on all factors that contribute to the problem.
Certainly, this report is a wake-up call. This report should energize and motivate us to not only work in Georgia, but across America, to focus on the disenfranchisement of African Americans and minorities, because it impacts us more than any other segment of the population.
The Sentencing Project said in raw numbers there are more white convicted felons who can't vote. The group also said the 2000 presidential election, when some African American voters were incorrectly listed as disenfranchised felons and turned away from the polls, helped bring attention to a troubled system and reminded the country that every vote can make a big difference. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.